Hello and welcome to the Habitcast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's new show and podcast highlighting our mission and the partners that help make it happen. I'm here with Mike Sutton, my co-host. Hey Mike, how are you?
We are in our new
podcast
area.
The Pod Loft.
The Pod Loft.
We've been talking about this for, I don't know, a year and a half probably?
Yeah.
It's a reality.
So we moved into this new office a few weeks ago, which has been phenomenal, mm-hmm. right? And it's not just a matter of having a new fancy office, right? The purpose behind us relocating our administrative staff has been to open up space to create an education mm-hmm. center for our homeowner program.
So excited.
And so we have this weird space, right? So I don't feel like it's weird. I mean, I feel like...
It was when we walked in. The first time we were here... We saw this little alcove, and we were like, what are we going to do with it?
Yeah.
Jokingly, Pod Loft.
Yeah.
Today.
So, hey.
It's a Pod Loft.
This is our first one. So, Haley's back there filming, and so it's our inaugural podcast from Pod Loft. And we have Todd from our staff on today. So Todd St. John Fulton is our VP of HR. He's been with us for a couple years. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it being Pride Month, and we're going to hear from Todd about, you know, the work Habitat's doing to recruit employees and keep people engaged and all that. But then we're also going to talk a little bit about our engagement in kind of the LGBTQ community.
Right, and things to come there. Yeah, we're real excited. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going to be out at St. Pete Pride on the 12th, which is going to be exciting. I'm ready for us to get back out there and get into that community and really pitch the Pride build. We've had this going on for almost a year and a half now, and we're still looking for a homeowner candidate. So homeowner candidates, sponsors, volunteers, so lots of ways to get involved, and I'm excited for Todd to talk a little bit more about it, especially because it's National Homeownership Month, so it all ties right back in.
It is. I'm a homeowner.
Me too.
Yeah, well, and honestly, it's one of those things that, you know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't feel appreciative that I own my own home.
Absolutely.
Right? And at Habitat, the great thing is that we are providing those homeownership opportunities for the families we serve. So
yeah, it's really exciting.
And this year is going to be a record year for us. So
700 is coming up.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah. 700th home. So my very first day, I don't know if Haley knows this, but my very first day when I started at Habitat, we dedicated house 280, pouring down rain. And I'll never forget that. And here we are 7 years later, dedicating the 700th home. So our staff has done such a phenomenal job.
Absolutely.
You know, really kind of growing our program and finding new and innovative ways to serve folks in our mm-hmm. community. So exciting. So August 30th, we will be pushing out all kinds of information about our 700th home, but it's coming up quick.
Yep, right around the corner.
So let's bring Todd on.
Yep.
We'll take a little break. We'll go find him, and we'll bring him on, and we're going to talk a little bit with him about his experience at Habitat.
Let's do it.
Awesome. Todd, thank you for being with us today. We're excited to have you on to talk a little bit about you, and then we're here in the month of June, which is known as Pride Month, mm-hmm. so we're going to have you kind of get into that a little bit with us as well.
Awesome.
So tell us a little bit about Todd St. John Fulton.
Wow, okay, so... I've been at Habitat for about 2 years now. I came to Habitat from USF, where I've been there for about 12 years in various roles, HR as well, which is what I'm here, the VP of HR here. Also in travel, and but all within athletics.
Yeah.
And it was a really great experience, but I wanted to have a greater purpose, mm-hmm. And Habitat really gives me that.
Sure. Well, it was neat how we got connected, right? So a good friend of mine from college was a friend of yours, and connected us as in probably a time where we were in dire need of some leadership in our HR function. Mm-hmm. And so we're so blessed to have you at Habitat. You've done a phenomenal job in the couple years you've been here. And you told me that you're going to retire here. So you're going to be here for a long time, right?
And we have it recorded. So
yeah, and now it's recorded. So we're good to go. So what's kind of the number one driving factor for you when you come into work every day? Like what keeps you motivated on Habitat, motivated on the mission?
Yeah, I say this all the time. If you've ever been to a dedication, it solidifies your purpose every day. For me, it's really our homeowners. And getting them out of poverty and into generational wealth, being able to pass down a home to their children, being able to show their children that the life that they had been living isn't the one that they have to continue living. For me, that's what literally drives me every day, knowing that we are truly serving the public.
Okay. Cool. So when you were brought in to Habitat, you know, we obviously, as I kind of just joked, we were in dire need of leadership in the HR function, right? So what's that been like for you, kind of getting to know our employees and kind of elaborate on maybe what Habitat is doing to ensure that this is a good place to work, mm-hmm. that people want to be here. You know, because obviously people hear from Morgan and I all the time on these things, but it's great to hear perspective from someone else.
So. Absolutely, absolutely. So I know that when I started, it was an interesting start, right? So my onboarding was probably like, I don't know, 30 minutes, mm-hmm. and that was it. We were done.
Yeah.
Here's your computer, go for it, right?
Hey, I didn't have a computer for 2 weeks when I started, so at least you had a computer to get going.
Now, with your pushing us into that direction, we're up to onboarding that's two days, which is a pretty significant increase, right? And what we've really done is taken our onboarding process, and why this is why I think that it really helps our staff, is we've taken our onboarding to be more strategic, based on our pillars, and less about the paperwork. Like, we want to get that out of the way to begin with, so that you don't have to stress on the first day about paperwork. It's more about, what's the organization? How do we operate? What are we about? And I think that the culture that we have created, at least for me over the last 2 years, is far and above where it was when I started.
Yeah.
And I think that we make some deliberate choices when we are looking at our staff and when we're hiring. We look at homeowners first. That's a great pool for us to have.
Yeah.
And then we really want to make sure that our organization looks like the constituency that we represent.
Yeah.
So we want to kind of mirror that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we make deliberate efforts of going out to job boards that are diverse to make sure that we're getting the right candidates for the jobs.
Sure, sure. So I want to talk about the homeowner piece for a second. However, before we go there, Morgan, Todd mentioned pillars.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that that's something we talk a lot about internally, but what are Habitat's five pillars?
So this kind of resurrected a couple years ago. I think it was something that you designed or maybe put together before I even started, and we kind of brought it back as a communication tool. So the five pillars are apply, donate, shop, advocate, volunteer. These pillars are different ways for people to get involved with Habitat, whether it's coming out on the job site, referring a friend to the program, getting involved with advocacy efforts, and working with Todd to really redesign that onboarding experience through the pillars really allowed us to set up our staff for success, to really understand all the pieces of mission, which is pretty awesome.
So Habitat's very complex, right? So you get underneath the organization, and I always joke that I've been with Habitat for over 12 years now between here and when I was in Texas, but I learn something new every day, right? And so we're a mortgage company, we're a retail operation, we're a philanthropic organization, we're a volunteer-driven organization. There's so many different components of Habitat.
Right.
But those five pillars, I think, simplify it for everybody, right? So we need folks to donate. We need people to volunteer. We need people to shop the ReStore. We need people to talk about Habitat and to talk about affordable home ownership. And then the last one is advocate, right? Or did I already talk about that? Apply. See, I should probably know these pillars.
I'll write them
out. Well, I should work on that. That's why I asked you. So, from the application standpoint, we know there's a massive need for home ownership.
Absolutely.
But how do we get out into the community more, and how do we find folks that actually qualify for the program?
Yeah.
So it simplifies it. It simplifies it for our staff. It simplifies it for people that support us in the community and all that good stuff. So.
And it's been a huge piece with staff, too. Every staff member supports all five pillars. So being able to give them the communication tools to be able to talk about any of those pillars, even if that's not the department that they're in, they're part of the mission, and they can help bring people in some way, which is huge.
Absolutely. And I think one of the great parts about, if we just take the very first pillar, which is apply, and we look at Habitat, where we are a place where we accept anyone coming into the program, during Pride Month, we really look at that as we will accept anyone. Mm-hmm. And so we love having diverse families. Mm-hmm. And I think that we do a really good job of trying to make sure that we're representing the community that we serve.
Yeah. Well, we use the word family kind of loosely, right? Mm-hmm. Because the traditional family, I mean, it's 2021 now, and there really is not a traditional family anymore, right? So you used to always hear, I know growing up, I used to always hear, you know, husband, wife, two kids, a dog, and a white picket fence, right? Like, that's just not reality, right? So I think, you know, at Habitat, one of the things I love about the foundation for which we were created as an organization is the whole idea that everyone needs a decent and affordable place to live. Mm-hmm. And that everyone doesn't, there's no parentheses with who that excludes, right? It truly means everyone. Mm-hmm. So that's good transition there, Todd. So let's talk a little bit about Habitat's DEI efforts, because mm-hmm. that's something that I love being able to partner with you on that. It's something that that is very important to us at Habitat, and it's something that we want to ensure that everything we do, we're inclusive. Mm-hmm. That our by default, our mission is providing equity, right? So there's that equitable component to pushing our mission out, but also that we're diverse and we're going into communities and we're engaging those communities and that kind of thing. But from a staff standpoint, you know, how do you you know, as a leader in the organization, how do you approach DEI as a topic that's, I know, is very important to you?
Absolutely. I think I may have a different view than a lot of other folks, but I think of DEI as a holistic approach. So it's not what a lot of folks may think traditionally is diversity is you're going to solely look at just your black employees or your LGBTQ employees. I think diversity is very wide range, sure. And it's holistic, so you have to look at it from a full perspective. Mm-hmm. So for me, what it really, really means is making sure that we have a workforce that is diverse and represents, again, very similar, this is kind of the theme, right? The community we serve.
Yeah.
We need to have our workforce to represent the same thing that we are, the folks that we're serving. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's how do we do that? What kind of initiatives or things can we put in place that we make sure that those are the things that we're looking at? You know, when I looked back, the DEI Council started mm-hmm. In October of 2018.
Sure.
And I think that's under your purview of starting that.
And the DEI Council is an internal group of employees.
Correct.
Outside of our leadership team. Mm-hmm.
Yep, it makes it's a group of folks from all walks of our staff. So yeah. Some of our sites have supervisors, our restore employees, mm-hmm. Maintenance staff, all of those mm-hmm. folks, right? And it was originally brought on as to maximize the talent pool mm-hmm. And to maximize the community reach, right? Mm-hmm. That was originally. I think we've kind of gone a little bit beyond that now mm-hmm. in trying to really put a stamp on things, Habitat brand outside of us, and showing that we are open to lots of folks.
That's awesome. So one of the things that kind of spun out of the DEI Council that we created a number of years ago is we saw a large population in our community, in the LGBTQ plus community, as being probably a community we haven't done a good job of engaging for one reason or another. And so, you know, we participated a number of years ago now in our very first Pride Parade mm-hmm. down in St. Pete. So let's talk a little bit about, I mean, it's obviously Pride Month, right? Mm-hmm. We have a Pride initiative going on at Habitat, trying to engage the LGBTQ community in the work that we do. Talk a little bit about Pride Month, what that means here at Habitat, and then how we're engaging people in the community.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think one of the things we can go back to is one of the founding principles of Habitat, which is the theology of the hammer, mm-hmm. where what we believe is that where we can maybe not get along on everything, I think the last political race really showed that, you know, everybody was kind of divided, but with the theology of the hammer, what we really say is no matter where we disagree outside. Mm-hmm. When we come together with for a family, mm-hmm. we can all agree to build a home for someone, right? Because they're in need. And I think that extends out into all the folks. And so I think when we look at our Pride Build, what we really are looking at is we need to serve all of the community. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's one of the really great pieces that showcases that we are trying to get out to everybody, mm-hmm. regardless. And I think sometimes there's like a misnomer, right, about Habitat, because we're a Christian organization, that then we don't serve every community.
Right. Sure.
And I think that's not the case at all. I think that Millard and Linda Fuller, when they created Habitat, believed in building homes for anyone who needed one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And using kind of the Christian principles that to love your neighbor, to reach out to others, mm-hmm. Again, not putting any sort of boundaries around that. And I think that's the piece of Habitat's foundation that continues on today, right?
Absolutely.
So do you want to talk a little bit about, on the 12th, we're actually going to be involved in St. Pete Pride. So it looks a little different this year because of the pandemic. It didn't happen last year. Like Mike said, we were involved in the parade 2 or 3 years ago. So I'm excited for us to actually get out there and be back in the community and support Pride Month, first of all, and then be able to really, like you just said, get into the community and offer those offer the information about the program.
Yeah,
so what are we doing?
Yeah, so on June 12th, we are going to be tabling out at St. Pete Pride.
Mm-hmm.
And like Morgan said, the Pride is going over 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Each week has a theme,
mm-hmm.
And we chose the week that we are family. And it really, I think, ties to Habitat's mission.
Sure,
and absolutely. What we do. So on the 12th, we'll be out at the pier having a table and really just being there for the community, giving information about our program, and really looking to get people to either sign up to volunteer or to be a homeowner candidate.
Yeah.
That's really our drive. And then really just get the message of Habitat out there.
Awesome. We're going to have, like, giveaways or anything?
Yeah, we're going to have some Pride koozies.
Okay.
We're going to have
any food? Because I like food. I only come with things that have food.
We're going to have candy.
Okay. Oh, that'll do.
Well, that'll do.
So the great thing about Todd, and one of the main reasons we keep Todd around is because he keeps candy in his office.
Well, that, and he has a little barista moment in there as well.
That's
so if you
true.
Need a cup of coffee and maybe some candy, you stop by Todd's office.
Exactly. Well, that's cool. So we'll be out at the parade,
mm-hmm.
I mean at the pier for Pride. People can stop by and learn about Habitat and get information on our program.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So Todd, thank you for everything you do for Habitat. You've been a blessing to our organization in so many ways. I know the staff relies so much on you as our leader in HR, and you've been an affiliate-wide contributor. So although your job description may say human resources, you are plugged in and involved in all areas of the organization. So we really do thank you for everything you do at Habitat.
Thank you, and I appreciate all the support that you give us. It's your leadership that really keeps driving us on, and so you make it possible for all of us to do a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Awesome. So you're an avid fan of the Habitat. I know that you watch every episode.
I do.
You're often tearing up, and you come at us afterwards to talk about it, which we completely appreciate. So you know the question that's coming next. We talked a little bit about it. When we had our 600th home dedication 2 years ago, we launched this Power of Home campaign. So we have been asking guests and staff and everyone who's involved with Habitat from all different pillars and different aspects, what does home mean to you?
Yeah, and I gave this some thought because I knew this question was coming, right? And at our 600th home dedication, we had some doors that you guys brought out that everybody who attended could write what home meant to them. And I remember writing there that it's where your story continues. And what I really think where that applies is that the story that our homeowner candidates have when they come into the program is usually not a good one. Their story, the reason why they're with us is because they've had a pretty bad story, mm-hmm. to get them to the point of needing to have a Habitat house.
Right.
And so this is, for me, I feel like, where they get to open a new chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the next chapter in their story when they get a Habitat home. And so for me, that's really what it is. This is the successful piece of you've left the bad behind, and now we're into this new chapter.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
I often talk about dedications and how handing over those keys is symbolic of breaking the cycle of poverty, mm-hmm. right? And so it truly is starting a new chapter, starting a new life in many, many situations, and leaving all of that behind, mm-hmm. right? Absolutely. So that's awesome. Very thoughtful. That's cool. Well, Todd, again, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks.
Todd's so awesome. I love that he was able to join us, especially for our inaugural episode in the pop office. Really awesome.
I think this is a 15th episode or so.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm telling you, this is getting some good traction here. So no, but Todd's awesome. We're just so thankful for his leadership and everything he's done and continues to do. So I really see him as a big part of Habitat's future here.
Absolutely.
In our community. And he brings just such a great dynamic to the team.
I've never worked with anybody like Todd. Todd is amazing, and he's so collaborative. When he first came on and we were renovating the onboarding program, we worked hand in hand together, and I had some ideas, and we worked for the strategic pillars, and it's just blossomed into this really awesome onboarding program that I'm so excited about,
which
is a rare thing to be excited about, but hey.
Hey, so as we wrap up, why don't you remind everyone of the pillars and kind of how people can get involved?
Sure.
I know how much you like talking about that.
I do love pillars. So we have 5 strategic pillars. Anyone can get involved in different kinds of ways with Habitat. So it's apply or refer a friend to the homeownership program, come out and volunteer, which we'll be sharing some news in the next coming weeks, hopefully, about volunteer opportunities. Donate, so sponsoring a home, sponsoring an event that's coming up, lots of opportunities there. Advocate, so getting involved in our advocacy efforts with Sean King, our Director of Government Relations and Advocacy. And shop, so shop the resource. We have 3 resources. One is coming online probably in the fall in Newport Richey, which will be really exciting.
At our next episode, we should talk about the new ReStore and the location. We can reveal to everybody where we're going to be. So we recently sold and closed down our Newport Richey ReStore location. Mm-hmm. However, we did that because we are opening a new store in Newport Richey, which is going to be much more accessible.
Absolutely.
High traffic area. Very close to downtown. We're really, really excited about it. So I know you are, because you have this opportunity to kind of create.
It's already underway.
Oh,
it's already happening.
Oh, boy.
Get ready.
We're going to have bright blue walls and all kinds of stuff. So, hey, it's Habitat, right? So, well, thank you, Morgan. This was fun talking to Todd. So I know we have some great new guests coming up in the next couple weeks. We have one of our former board members, Jason Clement, who owns a company here in town that's focused around the development of and management of sports complexes. And then we're going to be doing an episode with Brandon Brayboy, who is our brand new incoming board chair on July 1st. So we're going to give him a really hard time and break him in good. So great guests that are coming up. We can't thank everyone enough for their continued support of Habitat. So you can check out previous episodes of podcasts on our website, our Facebook or YouTube page, please share. So thank you again for joining us today.
Thanks, everyone.